Simon & Schuster Audio presents What Would the Buddha Recycle? A Mindful Guide to an Eco-Friendly Life by Adams Media. Read by Fager Alcasey. Introduction. Find peace through choosing organic rather than synthetic clothing. Achieve inner calm by converting your home to solar energy. Be at one with the world through buying from your local farmer's market. More than 2,500 years ago, a child was born in India. His name was Siddhartha Gautama, and he became the Buddha, a figure who would influence millions of people through the centuries. The Buddha taught us to be conscious of the world and the role you play, the direct impact of your thoughts, choices, and actions. Across the centuries, his message still shines. Be one with that world. Today, that means supporting a sustainable environment. The purpose of this audiobook is to offer you a different perspective on how to transform your eco-footprint through education, conscious living, and self-awareness. The action of mind, thought, and choice, action, based on intention, environmental safety, is Zen. The school of Mahayana Buddhism that originated in China about 1,200 years ago. You are not simply one, but one of the world whose presence, like the ripple of a pebble tossed into a pond, affects the vibration and well-being of everything and everyone around you. The practice of Zen, as it relates to living in a more environmentally friendly way, is to gain a better understanding of your personal ripple, to more consciously acknowledge the way in which your choices and actions contribute to your health, life, and the planet Earth, adding richness to it. In this audiobook, you'll find suggestions about your use of energy resources, mindful house cleaning and washing, Zen eating and drinking habits, green personal care, ecologically sound transportation, vacationing responsibly. With the added tools offered by Zen, you can begin to consciously alter the ramifications of your personal global ripple in a very positive way. Because Zen does not rely on formal religious dogma, it can be incorporated into your life regardless of your religious beliefs and traditional practices. Buddha didn't think of himself as a god, but as a human being who found enlightenment and peace by shedding material excess and understanding his connection to the world. This path is open to anyone. It's true that the thought of reducing...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?